He's modding Baldur's Gate 3 so to make Gale Big Naturals
And
and
Cyberpunk.
Illminster Big Naturals a thing.
Now, if I was modding Baldur's Gate 3, it'd be that
I
mod that gives
haven't,
every elf
no.
all the women with the
Fuck, I
giant
think I said it's
dicks.
a I
You've
sent
seen
it to
that
Bacon. Fucking Illman I sent
mod?
Illminster Big Naturals to Bacon. I did not send that to either of you.
I saw there is a female Gale
There's a
mod.
female Astarion mod. There is not a female Will mod because nobody cares about Will.
Wow, I can't believe you're a racist. Well, speaking of being a racist, this episode of Stargate, though,
Yeah,
right?
she is.
Oh boy, we have a topical
It's fine.
episode.
What, like, get what, like, child cancer patients?
Yeah, let's go with that, sure. Hold on, let me just change my volume. This podcast is a little quiet. Okay. There we go. Should be able to hear you all.
Yeah, hi everybody. We are Stargate Oversight. We have an episode today.
Yeah, we do. This episode it has been sponsored by some very reputable people. This has been sponsored by Samus and his fertilizer sales company.
Oh, I thought we were sponsored by Bug Hamas. So, as you can tell, we are treating current geopolitical events with the care and respect that they deserve.
Yes, but this episode is a it's like a weird. Like, given the time this episode was released, they're clearly the IR aliens, and this episode is...
IR aliens.
This episode is very clearly, like, a bit of a post-Troubles deconstruction. Yeah, time to start drinking.
Time to start drinking.
Yeah. This episode is dedicated to the brave fighters of the Bug Mujahideen.
Kill all humans. Kill all humans. Must kill all humans.
So we have an episode of Stargate to cover.
Yeah, an episode of Stargate I can summarize in three bits.
Kill all humans. Kill all humans. Must kill all humans.
And
I can also sum up the beginning of the episode with one of my famous drops as well.
Mm-hmm.
Woman. He's sailing.
It's okay, I have the last 10 minutes summarized.
Looks like we have a job to do. Captain's log.
Yeah.
Where did you get that drop from? That's
extreme prejudice.
Rico, we'll need special tactical equipment. We're gonna face extreme peril. The private probably won't survive.
That's the last 10 minutes of this movie, of this fucking episode.
Certainly Private did not survive.
Several privates did
we'll
not survive.
There. Well, we'll get there, but the first on-screen death is, of course, an unnamed black soldier.
No, the first on-screen death is the unnamed Tok'ra.
Yeah, actually, shit, no, you're right, okay.
So it's an illegal alien.
I forgot that random Tok'ra guy that just eats shit. Yeah.
He doesn't even have a name. He's called My God.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah. So
his name is My God.
Oh my God.
My God. Oh my God.
This episode begins, as basically every episode begins now, with an unauthorized use of the Stargate.
Yeah, it's a peaceful day. And then, hey, why is the gate opening?
Were they on, like, a tight writing deadline for all of these episodes, where they just begin all of them with gate opens unexpectedly?
No, I think they just have, like, a few, like, in media res quote setups. One of them is, gate is weirdly open, SG-1 is on weird planet. They're, like, the two easy ways to open an episode at this point in writing. They haven't discovered...
They accidentally keep sending the same script forward over and over again.
ChatGPT wrote this, and ChatGPT keeps generating the same episode starts.
Yeah, it's really weird how many fingers Jack had in this episode.
Fingers? I was more concerned where I kept seeing Carter walking past in the background when she was in the room.
Yeah, and she's like really like weirdly blurry as well, and her facial features just don't line up properly.
Yeah. Several of them have really massive tits too. Oh, fuck.
Strange anti-aliasing, yep.
Oh, fuck. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
So there's been there's a very public and very funny AI art fail with how AI art tends. So you know the Overwatch League shut recently?
Oh god.
I don't give a shit about Overwatch, so I haven't thought anything about that. So
well, one of the teams made an AI art image saying goodbye to the Overwatch League. And because the AI is so used to doing porn, people looked at the image and just went, there's a pile of dicks there.
What?
As the clutter, the AI generated the pile of dicks.
No, I've got to see this. Hang on, let me see.
I got it.
Oh, I think I've got it. No, I don't. Okay, you got it. Show me.
You have to open the image from Reddit.
Gotta see the dicks.
Bottom left. Sorry, mid left, right by the guy's leg.
Oh my god! I thought there would be like something like subtle where it kind of looks like, but no, that is just a bunch of dicks there. What? Why is there just a bunch of dicks? Did no one check this?
Because the AI doing Overwatch is like, porn?
Again, but did nobody check this before they sent out? Because it's not subtle, there's obvious dicks there.
No. Oh, it's okay. The guy is probably AI generated because his name is Adam Adamu.
That's so funny.
But yeah, we have an inbound traveler. And why is SG-1 always on base to be like, yo, we heard there was an inbound traveler, we're here to watch.
They send like every other SG team except SG-1. Like, are they grounded or something?
I think they're just on base for extensive psychological testing. Like, fucking Siler is slipping them LSD and seeing if it affects their trips through the Stargate, and then monitoring them to see if they think they've been dosed with LSD. It's the fucking CIA kitchen from the 60s in there.
But no, it does kind of seem like that they're on like the naughty step at the beginning of every episode, because we have like 7,000 different SG teams out right now, but not SG-1.
This episode expands the number from 12 to 14, by the way. So. It gets even worse because the iris is opening on its own.
Oh no. And they can't close it.
Yeah.
And then you know what's even worse with the fact that they can't close it? That someone in the fursuit manages to come through the gate.
Yeah, my notes do say 10-year-old kid in a fursuit.
Yeah.
It does look like... Yeah, until he, like, takes the hood off, it does look like he's wearing a fursuit.
Yeah. This is Stargate's weirdest jump scare yet.
Oh, no. Oh, no, it's Freddy Fazbear.
It's Freddy Fazbear. He's escaped the Five Nights at Freddy's movie, and he's come to... ?
He's just stepping through the portal and he's just screaming, "Where is Gregory?"
Gregory, I've detected we are no longer in the Pizzaplex.
Why does he speak like Scooby-Doo?
having never played a Five Nights at Freddy's game, I'm just riffing off what I know.
The only Five Nights at Freddy game I've played is like the VR one where, and like one of the mini games where you have to do like maintenance on the animatronics in like a very specific order or they jump scare kill you.
Yay! Jump scare murder. But we do get probably the surreal scene and what I have already put forward as this episode's episode art. The director of this episode, Peter DeLuise, wearing full military gear, standing behind a machine gun, having a staring match with a child.
Yeah, they're all like, "Damn, we gotta search this child. Carter, can you use your magic to search his ears?"
Yeah, my notes say...
His huge fucking ears!
My notes do say, "Carter, be a woman and check the child."
I mean, like, the thing is that it's supposed to be like, check if... use your.
I know.
But again, I find it very funny that she, like, fully is, like, doing a pat-down of this kid's huge ears. I'm like, to be fair... like, he could hide WMDs in there.
My notes do say, feels like I'm back in Heathrow Airport.
Oh, God.
I'm going to have to go through that again now. I have my passport. When I go and...
Oh, I'm so sorry,
when I go see my girlfriend, I'm going to be like, ah, transsexual detected.
Yes, I love when I have to go through the tray detector at the airport.
It's great, isn't
it? It's definitely not some very strange... horribly intrusive, transphobic hellscape.
It's definitely not someone's fetish to pat down a tranny.
Yeah, no, I've had some really fucking weird pat downs from airport security people.
Again, like, shout out to the people at Schiphol who were just like, ah, transgender, very well. Would you like to smoke on the blunt while we pat you down? Man or woman, how you feel?
Last time I went through fucking Heathrow security, the fucking security guy was like, yeah, we gotta pat you down because the train detector went off. He didn't actually say that, obviously. and then he, like, fully, like, was, like, did, like, a pat down where he, like, shoved his hands down my trousers and, like, grasped the cheeks and, like, is this standard protocol?
Listen, I just have my love ants up there for my girlfriend to play with me on the plane. That's all right?
No! I did not have anything there apart from, obviously, the certain object, foreign object detected by the tranny detector. Mm.
Unexpected penis and vagina area.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, my notes say, oh god, we have child acting.
Yes.
Because the child is here to warn us about...
Yeah, we have a child here, which means that, of course, only way you can direct, like, a child is to, like, have them talk like they're giving the "there is no spoon" dialogue from The Matrix. Mm.
Yeah. Look, we gotta get tradition out of the way first. Does this child have a bomb in his teeth? No. In his chest cavity? No. What about a bomb in his... Oh, we're okay. Kojima didn't write this one. We're fine.
Oh, no.
Oh, never mind. The child is psychic. Kojima did write this. Run! Because the kid is just like, you're Jack O'Neill!
So... you like to play Castlevania?
Yeah. I did have a man on fire will be coming through the gate next. But it's okay. The child is actually baby Jason Voorhees because he has an invisible mother that tells him everything.
I had the note Jack O'Neill MILF hunter at this point.
No. I mean, he is hunting for MILFs as the camera's just like, the room's empty. There's no mother here. Yeah.
Where is the MILF?
Yeah. MILF not detected.
MILF?
But wow, yeah, as I said earlier, this child, like, tells Carter to fuck off immediately.
Silent.
Be silent.
There. Yeah. It's a classic. It's a classic.
Forever, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I will only. My mother will only speak to Jack O'Neill.
My mother is invisible. She's been watching Jack since the Spirits episode.
My mother is also disappointed to learn. Why are you no longer Kurt Russell?
Where is James Spader? I was looking forward to meet James Spader.
I was much looking forward to meeting with him.
I mean, the bigger problem is, right, if this invisible alien has been on the base, the spoilers, it's an invisible alien. That invisible alien has seen some shit.
Yeah.
Oh, what's going on in the marine toilets? Oh god, the crayons!
Oh no. One man, one crayon.
Ah, what's this game they're playing? Soggy Crayon.
Oh no.
I'm sorry. Anyway. Hammond endorses the woman be silent. It's like, all right, everyone out, fuck it. Let's let the psychic child speak.
Yeah, apart from like the one guy inside in the background.
Yes, yeah. Everyone out except M and Thumbs in Holster, who's just standing in the back of the room doing nothing. Like, seriously, if you're doing a watch along, look in the back of this shot. There's just an M and standing there, like a no thoughts head empty, just I'm it, go to the room.
Yeah, mother has no long distance vision.
Yeah, mother only has eyes for Jack O'Neill.
Yeah, she's like, I will only, your mother will only speak to Jack O'Neill because he is the only good leader on this base.
I mean, let's be real. I think most of these people are
It's not high competition. No. It's not high competition for that spot, really, is it?
Most of these people could not win a game of Hearts of Iron 4. Except Daniel, as we'll find out later. Daniel plays too much Hearts of Iron 4.
Yeah, you know, Jack is just doing the usual, like, who are you, where are you from, and the kids, you know, natural response to those questions are, hey, Jack, how's your dead son?
Yeah, how's the dead kid? Dead kid much? Can I be a replacement for your dead kid? Call me Charlie.
And then Jack's just like, yeah, sure.
So...
Yeah, sure, I mean, why not?
The kid's from a place called Retalia. It's a nice place until the ghoul messed it up, but...
Until the Fire Nation died, yeah.
He's not here to warn them about the Fire Nation. He's here to warn them about the IR aliens.
Yep.
The Ritu Rebels.
Yeah. Who are the Ritu Rebels?
I don't know. Don't worry about it.
Let's not ask him yet.
No, we can ask him this question later. Now we have to see your mother, while invisible, blow up a computer.
That's not yet.
That's like right in the scene. Because mother just blasts the computer. Yeah. Mother blasts.
That's like later on, isn't it? Wait, Connor's like, we have computer specialists to figure out how computer work.
Yeah, it turns out someone else was just using the other computer to stop us from locking the gate. Whoops. Because we left the computer on.
Yeah, did nobody, like, notice invisible person tapping on the keyboard?
Nope. Hey, Sarge, keyboard's moving on her own. That's not fucking full of it.
I don't know how computers work.
It's fine.
I don't know how computers work, Airman, so I'm just going to assume that's how they normally work.
But yeah, first fucking, so we have a new theory. The child is a traumatized Gould survivor. Mum is in his head. Or the child is psychic.
But also he's psychic?
Yeah, psychic child much?
Yeah, I love how they're like, well, there's no way that this invisible person could be real, but also he is psychic.
Again, someone's...
Like, if you're willing to accept the fact he's psychic, I think invisible, like, alien is not much of a stretch from that.
I mean, when did MGS2 come out? Psycho Man.
2001.
I was gonna say, like, so, I was like, nah, someone's just been playing MGS2 and just really loved the idea behind Psycho Mantis.
Yeah, 2001. I definitely haven't played it.
Yeah, okay, someone came back so in MGS time.
One, has... MGS1 is also not out at this point. So...
Okay, so they're not. Okay, never mind. Definitely not.
when did this episode come out?
1998, still.
Okay, Metal Gear Solid 2 was out at this okay. point then. Wait, no, this says the air date was 1999, so Metal Gear Solid 2 was definitely
out. Yeah, someone's just been playing Metal Gear Solid and really liked the idea.
Sorry, Metal Gear Solid 1, okay. I mean. Yeah, Metal Gear Solid 1 is out.
Oh, yeah, 2 point, is like yeah, 2000, so... yeah. Okay.
Yeah, 2 is 2001. It's a PlayStation
Will the
2
ghosts
game.
Of Metal Gear Solid ever leave this podcast? No.
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 It's not allowed. It's not.
I know. But yeah,
that's not until 2004, no. So they definitely haven't played that yet.
So we have to ask ourselves an important question. Is this IR alien legit? No one has rung the warning line with the password to say, hey, we're going to blow up a pub. Anything like
yeah, that. Yeah, that's why it's not the IR aliens.
It's the real IR aliens. Or is it the provisional IR aliens? I forget.
The provisional IR aliens. Does this imply the existence of, like, a bug, Jerry Adams?
Yes.
Actually, why would that imply the existence? Jerry Adams is not in the IRA, legally speaking. Legally speaking, Jerry Adams is not a part of the IRA.
Legally speaking. Steadfast, a fictional character who, has his own thoughts and beliefs, Peachy, if Thomas is Steadfast, does indeed have his suspicions. What a nice man that man is.
So yeah, we go back to the medical bay, and they're all going to like send all of like everyone in there to talk to this kid, and this kid immediately screams at the sight of the first black person that he sees.
Yeah. This is an ongoing issue with Stargate. Like, hey, we're gonna introduce you to our alien specialist. Person starts screaming because alien specialist is a Jafar, not yeah. because he is black, but it's awkward because he's the only black.
It does
character.
Read like that, even yeah. him, like the yeah, exact.
Every goddamn time, Stargate.
Well, it's especially like that as well when Jack has to insist he's one of the good ones.
Yep. But it's okay, the vibes are bad, and Teal'c cannot stay there because the bad vibes hurt so much.
Yeah, because this kid is being racist to him.
Congratulations, you have invented something so terrifying. A child so racist its vibes could scare a black man off from 50 paces.
So Teal'c is allergic to children, which, you know, I...
Understandable.
Understandable, yep.
Oh, hey, bad news. They have made a defective child. He'll experience organ failure within the year or when it's most plot-related.
Yes.
Yeah, it's most convenient
when
for
it's
the
most,
plot.
Most yes. devastatingly.
How long does he have left? About 30 minutes of runtime.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we establish at this point that... this invisible thing is probably real because the symbiote is upsetty by it.
Also because the child has, like, an expanded brain, so he can see things...
Oh, yeah, I love that. Like, I love the weird leap in logic there, where Fraser is like, well, this part of the brain associated with alertness is about twice as large. So that definitely means he's psychic.
Yeah.
Huh? Does it?
Yeah, probably. But what this does mean is that baby Esperova will not live to see the Duelist City Finals.
Oh no.
Real tragic.
He'll never live long enough to experience the wonders that is Workers and Resources Soviet Republic.
He'll never live to duel Joey Wheeler.
He'll never live to play the hit 2006 post-apocalyptic shooter, You Are Empty.
He'll never live to 2015 to play the long-awaited Metal Gear Solid 5.
He'll never live long enough to play Gothic 2.
He'll miss out on the conclusion to the first arc of Final Fantasy 14.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that he was alive long enough to be able to see
Homeward Bound.
I was going to say The Phantom Menace.
I'm glad this child did not live long enough to see Full English Breakfast.
Oh no.
No. No. No. I fucking watched that and I'm so mad.
Oh,
I watched
actually, my mistake. This kid died. The kid died before he could see the Phantom Menace.
The kid died just before the release of Triad Yardies and Onion Bhajis.
Oh. I think just before was a bit of a stretch on that one.
Well, English breakfast, eh? Well, it didn't come in.
No!
Damn it, I turned it down and you still heard it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very, very quietly, I heard it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Woman. He's sailing.
Okay. Oh, anyway, listen. It's not the Irelians that want to attack. It's just the IRAlians. They want to fuck shit up. They want to defeat the Gould by attrition, and here we learn Daniel plays too much Hearts of Iron 4.
Yeah, well, actually, you see, Jack, what attrition means is I'm a military colonel, you fucking dweeb.
Motherfucker,
I know what the word means!
I did special ops in Iran and Iraq. I got fucking imprisoned in an Iraqi prison. I know what fucking attrition is.
They electrocuted my testicles. I know what attrition is.
They whipped my balls with a knotted rope until they almost didn't work anymore.
Until I came. I sure hope you don't hit me with the knotted rope again.
Daniel, that experience changed me forever.
It's so awful.
Yeah, in this episode, sorry, Jack will be played by T. Lawrence.
Ah.
I just love the story.
General Hammond, I hope you haven't had any letters from my uncle.
I do love the stories about, like, T. Lawrence in the interwar years, like, fabricating letters from his uncles and signing up as a private just so he could have an older man.
Again, this is like a 40. This is like a 40-year-old man being like, "Oh yes, I'm definitely an 18-year-old private right now."
I'm a young, sprightly 18-year-old. Please whip me.
I'm a very young, sprightly 18-year-old who's very naughty and needs to be punished.
Please don't.
He died. He died like a true hero, though.
Oh.
In a motorcycle accident, being distracted from the road by a twink.
Truly going out the way most of us would want to go, with slight variation.
Yeah,
we're sorry. Homecomic podcast this week, she was distracted by a sexy goth trans girl on her motorbike.
Yeah, she's dead now. It's really sad.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm the ghost of hope now.
Yeah, in honor of hope, we are currently having very kinky sex right now with this this beautiful goth trans girl on the podcast. You'll have to actually go to our Patreon and see the premium version of this episode if you want to get that part of it.
Yeah, and then they're gonna do like a live review of my magnum opus where I tricked Curry the Cat into being a woman for two streams. Why I force femmed.
Damn, how did you get Curry to take estrogen?
Oh, I force femmed him and was like, "Hey Curry, you're doing this visual novel, congratulations, you are now a lesbian mech pilot for the day."
Yeah, that is like, why do you keep giving me these like strange pills with some sort of like fucked up looking bee symbol on them?
Eh, don't worry about it.
Don't.
Yeah, so, Make-A-Wish kid can't be saved by their medicine. So they need to get as much information from Mother, from him, as they can until he fucking eats shit.
Yeah. Oh. So, yeah.
So, yeah.
Mom's a Ritu. Charlie is a secret, is a science baby.
Yeah, the rebels want to attack because they want to genocide all humans so that the Gomorrah are not hosts anymore.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a great plan. Only geniuses. Okay. Anyway. Speaking of DTF, DT down to destroy. Mother is angry about all this discussion, and now she blows up a computer.
Yeah, just spirit bombs a computer for like no reason.
I exist, motherfucker.
yeah. Just fully fucking Kamehameha's a nearby computer.
Yep. Which. Okay. Question, and then we
cool.
I think it's just so they can give us the shot of General Hammond peering through the blowed up computer. Like, yes, this computer is made of computer.
So they have a briefing where Jack spends the whole time just shitting on Tiao. Hey, Tiao, can you see them? Hey, Tiao, can you see them? No, kind of shit really, aren't you? What's the fucking point of you, Tiao, huh?
I know it hurts you, Tiao, but, like, can you tell me where he is? Can you shoot him? Can you fucking kill the bitch?
No. Wow, fucking useless, aren't
you? God, Tiao.
Jack, what the fuck?
Yeah, Tiao really do be doing his boy.
Yeah, like, Tiao could just,
I don't know what's going on here.
Put his hand up and be like, well, you know, I can sort of tell when they're in the room, and then Jack's like, fuck you, it's not good enough.
Yeah, I want to know where they are so I can fucking kill them.
You can't see their eyes, they're invisible.
Yeah, exactly. I want to get in close until I can see the invisible whites of their eyes so they know it's me that killed them. Yep.
Yeah, there's only one way we can solve the situation, and that's to send Daniel and Tiao out camping in the woods.
It's Daniel and Carter. I genuinely...
Oh, so it's Daniel and Carter?
I genuinely get the feeling they reused the last version of this scene from the Tolan episode. I think they just like removed the old man and just edited Carter in her place. Because like Daniel seems to be doing the exact same squat pop he did last time.
Maybe they just filmed it at the same time.
No, it was a season.
They were like, no. I was like, no. Maybe they just like stock footage, like filmed.
Yeah.
It, like. At the same time of like, let's get Daniel squatting.
Yeah.
And like everyone else standing next to him in case we need to reuse.
Yeah. Sure.
Like, yeah, how long can you hold that squat? Hey, Michael, how long can you hold that squat?
I mean, as the saying goes, heels on the ground, comrade found, heels in the air, Western debonair. I can't remember what the half is, but.
I'll make your heels in the air, babe.
Yeah. But yeah, so hey, let's get the Tok'ra in on this, and because it's time for old man time.
Yeah, old man arrives.
It's Jacob.
It's like, hey,
and a red shirt.
Hey dad, but fuck off, we need to talk to the Tok'ra.
I thought you wanted to see me, daughter. No, we need to see the Tok'ra. No. Fuck off, dad.
Why don't you call me anymore?
You never come to my dance recital.
Why does your dad have a dance recital?
Potato, could be either way.
He's the one complaining that she doesn't call. Just imagining him at a dance recital. Yeah, we need more old guys doing ballet.
Exactly. Anyway, yeah.
It's fine.
As soon as Salmak hears the word Riho, he's like, right, send the boy, send my dude right back where he came from. I know what's going on. Let's do this shit. It's time to fucking rock and roll.
They go to, like, the medical area, and they just sort of walk in, and then Tok'ra immediately run back out.
Yeah,
yep, there's a Rito in there.
My notes say old white man jump scare. Never mind, he's fucking left.
Yeah, and they're immediately like, let's kill the bug lady right now.
Wow.
Yeah, you should kill. Yeah,
yeah, this is where we find out that they're bugs.
Yeah, just kill. It's fine. Who cares?
Yeah, it's, oh my god, it's an antlion from Half-Life 2.
Oh my god, they're bugs.
Yeah, that's a fail more accurate than my crystal fucking assessment. I don't know, I miss XCOM, man.
You can still play
it. Yeah, I know, but I want new XCOM. I want more XCOM.
Play XCOM 2?
I played XCOM 2.
Play XCOM Enemy Unknown.
I want XCOM 3.
Play...
No!
Yeah, play XCOM 3. Play XCOM the first person shooter.
It takes me somewhere I don't want to go.
Play XCOM UFO Defense.
Now listen, it's
probably a half decent
play the XCOM game from the 90s.
It's a half decent third person shooter that just they slapped a license on. I've not played it either.
I never played it. I have no idea. Play if it's Jagged Alliance. I honestly don't know.
Where it has, like, great unique features where you can set how racist your character is.
Alright!
Yeah, like, when you're making your character, because, like, everyone has, like, different stats and stuff as well as their own personality traits and whether or not they're racist to any given people from different countries. And so I created a British person who has an extreme hatred for British people. It's a weird game. There is Jagged Alliance 3 now, I guess, that came out this year. I haven't played it. I don't know if it still has the racism mechanic in it.
Oh, wow. Yay.
Well, that's literally what it is. It literally, as part of the things, you can select whether or not the character is racist. And some of the mercs you can hire, and the mercenaries
just like real life
also have like racism as well. No, it's more like they will like have penalties to working with like other mercenaries in your group if they're racist towards them. Jagged Alliance 2.
What game is this?
This is Jagged Alliance.
I thought we were still talking about XCOM for a minute there, and I was thinking, like, when you said racism, my mind went to Xenophobia.
No, like, literally,
not,
like, you know, can, like,
not
like
actual.
You have a drop down. Yeah, you have, like, a drop. When you make your own character,
are you
like,
serious?
A drop down when you, like, is, yeah, like, discriminates against, and then you have, like, a drop down list. Like, you can pick a country they hate. Including, yes, I made a British person who hates people from Britain very strongly.
Of course, as you should.
Oh, yeah, you can also, of course, select if they're misogynistic and to what degree.
Of course. Love playing RimWorld where you run into someone who's misandrist and misogynist. It's like, oh, okay, you hate everyone, cool.
Yeah, it's the very weird kind of non-binary person.
Listen, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
The red shirt comes back and is like, "Hi, I have this new toy. It shows you what the Ritu looks like." And Jack is like, "Damn, how did a mother like that create a child that's human?"
Jack fully on the anti-adoption campaign.
Yeah, Jack just missing the magic science baby part of the whole deal.
Yeah, he's like, I'm sorry, everyone, but I really personally think that if lesbians are parents, they shouldn't be both in the birth certificate.
Oh, he's Italian.
Oh no, the worst. Yeah, interesting. Funny
good
thing
food,
about,
bad
thing.
Yeah.
Good food, bad policies. Maybe some bad people as well. But at one point in my life, someone I knew at college like looked at me and just went, "Oh, so what kind of your parents?"
They were like, "Well, you know how racist you are, Ryan."
They went, "Yeah." Well, no, it's like, we notice you've got long black hair, green eyes.
My brother had a funny moment like that, where, because he has, like, kind of long, curlyish hair and, like, a beard, he was, like, returning from, like, the US and going through the TSA, and one of the people there was like, are you going back to Tel Aviv?
Jesus Christ!
Like, excuse me?
Jesus
it's like, excuse me, what makes you think that? And they're like,
racism!
Yes!
I just about to throw the bag away, man.
But yeah, like, so it's like, she literally just wouldn't, like, believe by just looking at me that I had that I was half Italian. And it's like, what? Wait, why? Yeah.
Which half? Long which black half, hair, green which eyes, half of it. Italian are you, though? Are you the not... can cook and fuck half, or are you the racist half?
Well, there you go.
Can you fuck,
though? I can cook. I mean, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, Patreon.com, the highest tier lets you date that, Ryan.
But again...
yeah, how high a tier should we make the date Ryan tier?
I can cook.
Five grand.
5 grand
Ryan's
a month.
A real advanced stage gold digging here.
Listen, I have
that money gets split between all of us, even though we're
tastes,
whoring
like
you
like
out.
It's
yeah, we're pimping. Yeah, we're pimps.
No, fuck
we're
you.
We're pimping you. I mean, you could make a... Actually, no, you probably want to go for, like, OnlyFans or something, because yeah, they've really stomped down on adult Patreon content.
Actually, do you know what? If these people are pimping
you're
me...
Only
yeah, Ryan, do you need to do, like, OnlyFans and do, like, a British ASMR?
I mean, I
yeah,
I can
yeah,
probably do ASMR pretty
deep
well.
Deep a bassy
actually,
British man
reads
you soothing
try.
ASMR. Mm.
While in lingerie. Yeah?
Yes. You have to pay extra to see the lingerie.
Yeah, you just don't see that part. Hang on.
So, how was your day today? Did you have a good day at the store? Yeah. Wow. Where's my dinner, bitch? Come on.
Can you say, Daddy, give me the commies in your ASMR voice?
Daddy.
All right, we'll be...
We'll be reusing that drop.
Come on.
Yeah, you can.
Right, we'll put that to good use.
Sure.
Yeah,
that's fine. Veto decision.
I'll find out later. I'll find out.
If I remember and if I have time.
We're misandrists on this podcast, so we don't respect me.
I'm not. I have a job to apply for. I have D&D. So today, I have a job to apply for, D&D to make, D&D to run, and a date night after D&D, so...
Oh, damn.
And to be fair, I've planned a half of D&D, and...
Damn, how much fucking are you doing today?
We're watching Hot Fuzz and maybe Shaun of the Dead, because most of my gut, because Lost hasn't seen it, and Feli's not seen it in the original English, so... Then we just...
I don't know why, but just, like, Hot Fuzz in the German dub is just sounding like the funniest
shit. I mean, we can look it up after the episode. But yeah, no... Oh yeah, Ryan.
Why not?
So I was chatting with this one of the other girls I'm chatting with, and she was like, "Oh yeah, I've got some tips for D&D," and I was just like, "Oh okay, I'm gonna be using those. Those are evil."
Yeah, just giving you head while also being like, "Oh, by the way."
I mean, she is adorable, and I would love it if she would, but that's between. But you know, she is long distance, unfortunately, as with most of them. Why do all the pretty girls live so far away, man?
Yeah. I've been trying to, like, put out fucking watching, like,
Fuck you, Ryan!
Yeah, she's a pretty girl. We were trying to, like, figure out... I've never seen you! I have no idea!
Remember the improvised barbecue fell apart?
I have no clue!
Oh, yeah, it did.
I guess... Look... I can say what I want at this point because I have no idea if it's true.
So anyway, The Gould killed Aritu because, you know, invisible bugs are apparently a threat, and they made the ultimate weapon. A TERF. Sorry. T-E-R.
Oh, no.
A T-E-R. There's no F there. My bad. I misread my own notes. This ultimate weapon that goes, beep, 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 beep. Bug detected in women's bathroom. Get it out of women's spaces.
Oh, no. No. Suicide bomber trannies are entering your bathroom.
Suicide bombing bug, transsexual bugs are in your bathroom. I hate this episode.
You're going to have to bleep this. We should bomb some women's bathrooms.
What? I wasn't even ready to that.
You have to do it editing.
Bomb.
I do not believe it's a credible threat because I think you have the capacity to perform bombing.
No, it's fine. It's bath bomb.
Well, why not?
I don't think you have the knowledge to make a bomb.
We just buy a load of fertilizer.
Uh-huh.
And now pretend that I've expressed the instructions for building a bomb and then bleep it for comedy purposes.
Damn, with all that fertilizer, all you need to do is add and then when you're done with that, you can just do and detonate it remotely with a phone. You can buy everything from Wix. Reference the fucking Foreigner.
Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry, I have several. I have several old Nokias for collection purposes.
They've just introduced the TER.
Where are we in the episode, by the way?
Yeah, they just introduced the TER. Earth weapons are not effective against them. You need the magical zappy gun.
You need the TER, and the IR aliens operate in 5-man suicide squads. Because reasons.
Is this, what is this, some kind of suicide squad?
My vine boom still does not work.
No.
Come.
Thank you.
That was come too.
So yeah.
That's not.
After learning about these fancy new weapons, Jack educates a child about toxic masculinity.
Yes.
Yeah, he's like, it's okay for boys to cry. Look, here's a list of reasons why it's okay to cry. And all of them involve my mother leaving me.
Jack didn't mention number one, which is realizing you're actually a woman.
Yes, it did. Shut the fuck up, yes, it did.
Yeah, reasons for boys to cry. Realizing you're transgender.
I feel like I need to say this again.
Number two, being unable to transition because the NHS is mean.
Why are you silencing women's voices, Ryan?
Oh, fuck off.
Mother!
Yeah.
Oh my god, I didn't let you start earlier. I forgot I had that.
So it's kind of weird, though, where all of his examples involve when your mother leaves you.
Yeah, number one, your mom goes down the shop to buy a pack of cigarettes and doesn't come back.
So this episode we learned that Jack O'Neill has divorced parents.
Jack O'Neill has divorced parents, a dead kid, and has probably divorced his wife.
My wife. Well, I guess she's not really his wife then, is she?
It's his ex-wife, because they are divorced by the time we see her, like, in season one.
No.
Who?
Oh yeah, so, is this a different actress,
no.
By the way?
No. We've previously established.
Does his wife come back?
Comes back.
That's like, why. That's why our group chat. That's why our group chat has its.
I know
Jack has a wife.
I just feel like. I don't know. I just. I am literally just asking this again.
There is one picture, and Carter goes, "Hey Jack, have you called your wife?" And Jack does not answer. Anyway, Jack gets adopted by the child.
Yeah, that's that.
I just scrolled over my tabs and I realized that I still had paint.net open with the fucking full English breakfast image.
I'm so sorry.
Because I had to convert it to a JPEG for Podbean.
Oh, it's okay. I also have the trivia page for Full English Breakfast still up because I was going to add it into the recording and I forgot.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, the trivia includes the scenes of Jamie in Iraq are actually real footage from the actor serving in the military. Doubt.
No, they're definitely not.
The scenes in Paris were achieved using green screen technology, masking tape, two cats, and half a burger bun. Doubt.
What?
This is the IMDb trivia page for Full English Breakfast. There are four facts.
Were you reading this?
These are all definitely lies.
The bartender Bullshit. Actually owns the nightclub. And
no, I couldn't
this
believe
is
that
the one yet. I do I believe because it has a downvote. Actually, hold on. The only one that doesn't have a downvote is the Jamie in Iraq one. Everything else has a downvote. And the last one is...
downvote by Dave Courtney.
3.2 million of the budget for this film is lining someone's pockets. The remaining 100 grand is spent on dental plans.
Yeah, it was Dave Courtney's pocket. It was definitely Dave Courtney.
Mm.
Dental plan.
That's it. That's the trivia for Full English Breakfast.
Can I just say... Mm. I love how, like, the Paris has the most fucking helpful upvotes.
I gotta tell you, what we did with the budget of this movie was highly illegal.
But I'm allowed to talk about it now because the Statue of Limitation just flies. Like, I'm sorry, that's not quite how that works. Mate, like, I feel like you don't actually know how the law works.
I think that's the way the movie should have ended with him being arrested because he doesn't understand how Double Jeopardy works.
Mm.
To be fair, no one bought the book, so no one found out. He's selling... Okay, I know we're in Stargate, but I wanted to say this last... Well, I was sick, so I couldn't. Why is his book about drugs and crime being sold
in the next to Hitler?
Play area Hitler. Of a fucking
yeah, I don't know
ever?
What that was supposed to.
No. One time it's next to Hitler. The next day he sees it again, and
I
it's
do
in
not
like
remember
a weird
that.
Children's like. It looks like a fucking
we
like preschool almost.
We gotta like, get make sure
I did
preschool kids are learning
fuckers.
In entrepreneurial schools.
Wait, Dave Courtney's in a movie starring a Mexican wrestler.
Huh?
So there's a movie called The Dead Sleep Easy about a Mexican wrestler seeking revenge on the mob after the mob kill a bunch of Mexican migrants.
Oh, was that the weird horror movie one that I found before? I didn't read the synopsis for it, but... Is that the Dave Courtney horror movie?
Everybody stop. Everybody stop.
Yeah, no, we have some downstairs.
Black garlic mayo, and it's fucking dyed black. I want that. I need that now.
Lock, cock,
it's
and
vegan
smoking
too.
Bimbos.
I need
no.
this. How do I get this? Fuck off. Do we smoke? Oh my god. Okay, no. No.
Hold up. What?
No. I'm Googling this.
Yes.
No way. No.
Oh, one.
Yeah, it's two parts.
Oh my god, is this the one that has Dave Courtney narrating it?
Sasha, Sin Twins. Beverly Cox.
Probably.
Beverly Cox, prostitute
yeah,
as
Yeah, Dave
Beverly
Courtney
Cox.
As Courtney. Yeah.
Dave Courtney
yeah,
as
yeah.
David Cox.
This is the fucking one he narrates. Outdoor sex, ejaculation on
Story
breast.
Storyline! Outdoor sex, ejaculation on breast. Big dick.
This is story.
Shaved vagina. Twins. High heels. Hairy vagina. Anal sex. Big breasts. Gun running.
Wait, he was in the bell?
So next bonus episode, will be Loki and two smoking bimbos.
You're not making me watch hat porn, no.
Okay, hang on. UK celebrity.
What we're doing is watching the 1994 episode of The Bill that he was in.
Oh my god! The videos are intended to showcase the label's sin twins, namely blonde Russian porno twins, Misha and Sasha, who have little talent and definitely are careful never to touch each other in an incestuous way during their requisite threesome scenes. This is an amazing review! Holy shit! Sex scenes are below par, and the twins in
wait,
the sack don't amount to
much. Wait, which one
watch.
Is the Nothing fucking horror movie, Frosty?
I don't know, I can't fucking remember.
Yeah, this is a Dave Courtney horror movie.
What?
Oh no, it was called The Seven.
I don't see that on his credits list.
Yeah, The Seven.
Dave Courtney played
Ever Frugal Lead.
Yeah, 2019.
Featuring,
Dave Courtney.
We're doing more Dave Courtney bonus
episodes. Mr. Phillips, Squeaky.
At least
his highest rated movie that he's a main character is like a 5.2.
Let me cut off from there.
This is a 3.0, The Seven.
It's better than Full English Breakfast. Yeah, but
Lockcock and Two Smokings are 6.4.
So we are doing that as a bonus episode, then. Cool.
Yes.
I feel like this is all on Patreon right now. We've been sitting for like half an hour.
No, what we're going to watch, Killer Bitch was a 1.4 star movie.
Oh, man.
I don't want to watch that.
A woman is forced into a deadly game in which she has to kill 5 people or her friends and family will be butchered. This is Dave Courtney as Dave Courtney.
Yeah, it's about all of Coventry being murdered over a matter of £2 million.
Damn. And in a Chinese restaurant with a sword as well.
Yep, exactly.
You have something to say, Storm? Thought.
Storm! Storm! Say something to us!
It says Mao.
Oh yeah, can I just show you all the fucking film, the fucking poster?
Sure.
For The Seven.
Sure. I've seen it. It's terrible. It's so dumb. It's so dumb. Like.
All right, hang on. Where do I get? I don't really go to shops that sell Heinz
mayo. There it is.
I just want the
it.
Fucking black guy.
Look at this poster. Fucking red eyes on the guy at the top.
Because
he is.
Look, he's the fucking like zombie.
Well, he is now.
Or some shit.
Rest in
something.
Rest in power, King. That's what I wanted to say. You're up there with King Arthur now.
I'm just looking at the art for fucking Gatwick gangsters. It's so stupid.
Oh god! Right, the weird idolization that some of these old English gangsters.
You have seen the mural
King
on his
Arthur
house, right?
So fucking weird.
She has
right
seen
in
it?
The mural.
No.
Oh fuck, I don't know where it
Hold
is.
On. Here's the Gatwick Gangsters cover. The cover for his movie.
It's
Gatwick
another one of his
gangsters.
Sally Clark is champagne. Wait. Sally what? Okay, hang on. Oh my, why is there a random dude at the bottom right who is like, it looks like he's photoshopped in so badly? Like,
this is his house, and this is his mural.
Okay, who the fuck is...
I've not seen the front of it before!
Yeah.
I just fucking googled her name.
This is her own movie.
She has one... all her posts are fucking, like, about Gatwick gangsters. All of them. Apart from one where it's like, don't let your energy girls mind you.
Oh my god, he left a message on the top of his house for the fucking Google Earth.
What are you fucking looking at?
What are you looking at? Time to chill, watch a great new movie. Oh my god,
this looks AI generated.
Grab a drink and get drunk and put Gatwick gangsters on. It's like, yeah, that.
The image, the Google Earth, like the Google Earth image, it looks AI generated. Yeah, the kid gives
gives them the
address, and they send the fucking mouth through, and they're like, "Yep, it's definitely clear." Like, how do they know? Did they put one of those things, like one of the TER things, on the map?
Yeah, they did. You see him.
Oh, they did, yeah. Okay.
They put a TER on the map, and they've linked it, and within, like, a few minutes of having one, they've already linked...
Sorry.
Sorry.
Yes. Yeah, they go through, they follow the map through the gate.
Yep.
And they're scanning around for the Invis Boys. They leave unnamed Tok'ra by the gate to guard it.
And then immediately...
Yeah.
Colonel!
Yeah.
The clapping of my symbiote is detecting the aliens. I can't.
Yeah, they like look over the hill. There are slightly more than five of them.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome to a desert sandpit, and it's full of fucking crystals with not a whale in sight.
Yeah, for some reason, the version of this that I had, for the subtitles, when you actually like, huh, five or six, huh? Mm-hmm. Some reason they subtitled it as Sorio? Question mark?
What?
It's not even a word.
Yikes.
It's apparently it's a commune in Corsica, apparently.
Yay! We're looking at, like, the scene where they're just waving the TR around and seeing the special effects Ritu appear.
Oh no, I just... The other picture you sent, I'm looking at
the...
Moving on.
So yeah, we're all living in the French commune together with our Overwatch dicks.
She's referencing a joke from earlier in the episode.
Yo what? I know.
Yeah.
Yo what?
Yeah, so there's a lot of them, and because there's so many Ritu, we're going to install a new security feature. We're going to be putting palm scanners on the gate, on the iris unlocker, to check the levels of adrenochrome in your blood, because aliens don't have adrenochrome in their blood.
Sure.
Okay, yeah, that landed so flatly.
That joke is as flat as I am.
I mean, Frosty, aww, solution is,
I can't
get Ember, right? You tell Ember to, turns out, touching them helps them grow. Yes.
Yeah, just like grabbing his hand and being like, just prodding them repeatedly.
Yeah, sorry, Imba, I just need you to keep your hands on my boobs all day. Can't let go of my boobs.
Keep poking them! Keep poking them, they'll grow!
Doctor's orders?
Dr. Hope, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, since when am I a doctor?
What's that? You could say she works at the she works.
That's a weird way of giving me a colonoscopy, Hope.
Don't worry about it.
I feel like what I said wasn't as bad as what's going on. Like, I feel like...
Okay. Anyway, so as they're installing the hand scanners... Oh, no! Some of them came through despite us checking with the TERs. Because Teal'c and Redshirt are throwing up, basically.
Yeah, the Tok'ra just eats shit. The Tok'ra just eats shit at this point.
Wah-wah-wah-wah-wah. Alien!
Immediately gets Goku Spirit Bomb. Yeah. Teal'c grabs the fucking TER and does a Dark Souls, like, dodge roll.
I was gonna say, Teal'c fucking dodge rolls this shit. My man been playing Revenant from the Ashes.
Yeah, just blasts this guy. We put the base entirely on lockdown and we're going bug hunting.
Yep.
You could call them bug catchers, I guess.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, are we just
they're bug catchers.
Yeah. We're going to be terminating with extreme prejudice. We have secured outlandish technology. Private will probably not survive because, as we see in every engagement, Private
do you have HIV? You mind sharing that with me?
Wait, what?
They're bug chasers.
I hate this.
Do you not know what a bug chaser is?
I know what this is. Trust me, I'm fully aware.
Bug chasers are... It's a strange fetish where people, like, deliberately seek out people who have STDs and stuff like that in order to deliberately catch them.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's some fucked vibes.
Takes me somewhere I don't want to go.
They're all sort of hunting down the corridors and doing a sweep. Teal'c almost gets friendly fire.
Daniel also fucking friendly fires Jack almost by being like, hey Jack, what if they're behind us? And Jack then gets fucking jump scared from the front.
It's a good point though. Mm. What if?
Yeah, it's a weird one. It's like, hey, what if they're behind us? Then they were not. Daniel, you melon.
Yeah, but what if, though, Jack, right? What if they come from behind us? Don't worry about it.
Listen. I see the script. They're only...
Immediately... right after this, Carter's team start engaging them, and unnamed black soldier immediately eats it.
Private probably won't survive.
He's the greatest unnamed black soldier. He's dead.
He's so dead.
This is the most dead extra I've ever seen. And hey, guess what? I was right. He's
fucking dead.
How did I do that, right?
Magic. Fucking magic.
So yeah, right after this, Carter's team immediately just all eats shit.
Jacob gets shot in the shoulder, Carter takes the TER, and then does a fucking Call of Duty grenade trick shot.
Flashbang through the door!
You're in my way, sir. You're in my way. Sir, you're in my way. No time for squad four,
just throws a fucking... Yeah, just fucking throws a frag... You don't throw frag grenades in squad four.
Yeah, I know, you said flash... Oh, whatever.
Yeah, okay, I did say flashbang, but yeah, she throws a frag. Which, yeah, you do not use frag grenades in squad four, but it would be really funny. Can someone mod that in, please? Oh, that reminds me. I own the game. I keep forgetting what it's called, but there's like an indie game which is supposed to be like a successor to SWAT 4. And the devs got into some controversy a while back because they were talking about maybe adding a school shooter level to the game.
Ah, 5 Days at Fallujah. I genuinely think one of the most disappointing things I found out this week is that Marty O'Donnell has gone batshit insane and is behind 5 days in Fallujah.
Oh no.
Yeah, sorry to break it to you. Marty O'Donnell has gone down the right-wing rabbit hole and is also... As in, the fucking Halo and Destiny guy.
Wait, Marty O'Donnell, the fuck?
Yeah, he...
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, but like, also, 90% of his Twitter is play 5 days at Fallujah, fuck you lefties, I'm not owned. I make Destiny music, you know, and I would call the president a traitor, but I can't.
The thing is, he didn't.
Yeah, Five Nights at Fallujah's, yeah.
God damn it.
Oh, O'Donnell is a self-described political conservative, and his co-workers at Bungie described him as the most right-leaning employee. Oh my
god, no.
The most right-leaning employee at
like
the company.
Time, really.
No.
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 So, yeah, next episode we're all going to be playing 5 days, Five Nights at Fallujah's.
I want to see a Five Nights at Freddy's, 5 days in Fallujah mashup where you play US Marines killing wave after wave of animatronics trying to kill you for killing children in Iraq.
I mean you could just I guess you could mod Left 4 Dead 2 for
yeah
that.
That's very true. Did you not see my Left 4 Dead 2 status right now?
No.
The regular zombies in Echo Arc, Hatsune Miku is the witch.
Oh, I saw that.
Fucking Pico is the hunter. That kind of shit.
I saw you send me the image with the Echo Arcs.
Yes.
Do all of them go banya
yes.
at you? Oh, for fuck's sake.
That is what they say when the fucking they make Echo Arc noises constantly, and like when a wave starts, you get Echo Arc noises.
Oh no.
It's so good, it's so bad.
What if they had Neko Arc noises in 6 days of Fallujah?
No, you don't understand. It's.
War criming. We're just war criming some Iraqi civilians and going, but you.
No.
Oh, I'm so sorry, I'm doing a war crime.
Neko Arc, no! Same.
I really hate you. I legitimately.
I'm so sorry. I'm doing
quit a podcast.
All right, cool. We're playing two players. Cool.
Okay. No.
Yeah, they blast most of the retune now. And they immediately run into the medical area where Dead Child is.
Dying Child, still alive.
I mean, for all intents and purposes, he's dead already,
yeah.
But... and a very confusing scene happens in which I think... So Mother blasts one of them,
mark,
and
Jack
then...
Jack gets hit. Mum kills the Ritu that shot Jack, and then Mum gets shot, and Daniel avenges her
by
the evil Ritu.
Oh, okay.
The IR aliens.
Yeah, the scene was very confusing.
Yeah, there's just like a little pause. Yes.
Yeah, it's just like a bunch of like
this whole episode has been very
of the bugs just like. Get shot, and I'm like, how was I supposed to tell which one was Mother?
Mother was slightly more greener and held her hands up when Daniel pointed a TR at her.
Oh, okay.
You know, waving her hands around instead of shooting the other alien that then fucking killed her. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Mom's dead. Charlie is, like, dying.
Reaches for Jack's service weapon because you can always do that.
No, we are not giving Jack. Sorry, we're not giving Charlie to Bracket Science Baby the Jack O'Neill Award for gun safety.
No, yeah, he dies before he can take the award.
Yep, yeah, Charlie dies on the way back to his home planet. I mean,
well, he doesn't actually die, crucially. He's about to die, and they send him off to the Tok'ra, where I'm sure he will become a recurring character once the Tok'ra save him, right?
Charlie died on the way back to the Tok'ra's home planet before he could be blended and was never seen again.
Fuck yeah. I fucking hate the Tok'ra. Can I just say that? I fucking hate the Tok'ra.
When the Tok'ra, when Tok'ra send their people, they're sending their best.
Like, we're going to...
Yeah,
Hang up. Alright.
You see, when the Tok'ra, they send the people here, they're not sending their best. They're the best people.
The good news I have for you is Charlie will never be seen again. Never be spoken of again.
Oh no!
Sir never appearing again in this series.
Oh no! What a surprise! Is it the character that gets off to the Tok'ra mines? Does that mean we're going to see them again?
Like, Don't worry. The family dog is still okay. He's just been sent to the Tok'ra.
Okay, so, I just went to the wiki. Apparently, yeah. Charlie does come back in a book.
Okay, so next episode is the Stargate. No.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently they've been fighting against the System Lord Carly.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah.
Carly Ma.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy.
Yes. Okay, I literally was thinking to myself, I just met you, person. I can't remember.
So here's a symbiote. So be my Jaffa baby. Don't worry about it.
So what is this episode?
No, hold on. There is one more thing that we need to mention. It's very important. Here, take the TERs. They are a gift from Tok'ra Arms Manufacturing. We'll bring you more when we can. Because the TER knows where the Ritu is, because it knows where it isn't.
So what does this episode say about the military?
They're shit at dealing with partisans.
Which is true.
It's weird. You would have expected, post-Vietnam anti-partisan lessons to even be in the Air Force, but no. Also, they did bring this on themselves because they went to the Ritu planet and they're like, yeah, we won't bring them back with us. Oops.
Yeah, it's really fucked up when they started just massacring all of the bird people from The Legend of Zelda for, no reason.
Yeah, they wiped out the bird bug people and left this one human girl as the only survivor in a ball. Too obscure. It was a Metro.
Do we have...
Yeah. Also, I just wasn't listening to you because, as we all know, according to you both, I'm misogynist.
More thoughts on this fucking weird episode?
I don't know if this is like...
Do you have any thoughts, Ryan?
Huh? What?
No, I'm just like,
I haven't got any thoughts in my head at all.
I think this is meant to be like... a response to the Good Friday Agreement and the fallout of post-terrorism, because with the Good Friday Agreement signed, terrorism is over, 9/11 will never happen.
Oh, I forgot to mention earlier on in the episode when fucking Jacob is these are what we on Earth would call terrorists. I'm like, no, they are terrorists.
Yes.
They are terrorists.
This episode is dedicated to the bravery to rebels in Retalia. I know.
Every time
at the end of the episode, Jack decides he's finally gonna, reconcile things with his ex-wife. He gets in this car to try and, leave base, and they're all like, no, Jack, don't turn the car on!
Yeah, Jack leaves to go and see his wife and ends up in Thailand for the next 20 years where he will star in a dog shit movie.
Well, he got isekai'd by an IRA car bomb.
Yes.
He saw him in Rambo 4. Thailand? What?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're Stargate.
I genuinely think, given the release date, this is very much something to do with the Good Friday Agreement, sort of like processing the IRA to a degree. Well, not processing, trying just fine, using as a
processing the IRA.
Yeah, processing the IRA.
No, they just processed the entire IRA. Let's be real. Oh,
one bullet at a time.
Yeah, I'm aware.
That's what they did.
Yeah, no.
We need to, like, 100%. We need to remember the fact that
Semper Victoria IRA.
You I can't believe you're anti-British, Ryan. The proud members of the SAS murdered Irish civilians for your safety.
I'm anti that.
Fucking dumb man.
Why is this the second time in a while that I've made publicly an IRA joke?
Because yeah, this episode is just very... It sets us up.
Yeah, I was also making IRA jokes when I played Amnesia on stream a while back and had to use explosives.
Yes, I remember, I was there.
That's incredible.
Yes, I was blowing up a hole in a wall while we played the classic song Come Out, You Black and Tans. Because this is a pro-IRA podcast. Hello, we've been Stargate Oversight.
Hello, my name's Peachy Thumbs and Stepfest. We're here to take you all in for the PREVENT program under the auspices of Rishi Sunak. We will be confiscating your cat and your bear.
Oh, man. Okay, no, fucking... Like, I saw something... Like, you probably saw this as well, but I saw this in the news, and I just fucking went, are you serious? Because all I could think of is the
100%
song by Eminem when fucking David Cameron showed up in the fucking...
They've really run out. They're really all scraping the barrel.
They're just reusing plots from previous seasons.
Yeah, David Cameron.
Oh my god, yeah.
No.
David Cameron arrives. The audience start clapping and cheering when he appears on frame. You know, the guest starring. It's an old character from the previous, from the previous version of the show. He's back. Fan favorite.
Pig favorite.
Definitely not favorite of the pigs, I don't think. So we're Stargate Oversight. We have a Patreon.
Yeah. You will hear an extended cut of this episode, complete with Ryan slurs.
Really? No.
Yeah, next bonus episode, Ryan will be listing off his list of favorite slurs.
Don't put that on me. Don't do this to me. I didn't say anything. Don't do this to me. Don't fucking don't make people think I said anything, because that's always as bad in the modern world. If someone thinks you said
Ryan
something,
is,
you're fucked. Doesn't matter.
What's one word?
No, Frosty. No, Frosty. No.
Oh, no.
I'm already dumb
don't
enough
worry,
as it is.
Don't worry, we will be sending
like,
all of the Patreon stuff to your employer.
He's getting a new one. She's quitting. Cut that.
She? I'm so proud of you, Ryan.
Wow.
Did you not see my... I told you yesterday in DMs.
Yeah, that's kind of why I went, oh, okay.
Your apparently boss, she's got a banned AA job.
Huh?
Yeah, so I meant.
Yeah, I know. I thought...
Oh, right.
No, Frosty was insinuating.
Yeah, I lost the thread. I know.
You know.
Damn.
The joke that
damn, having a banned AA,
like,
that's kind of relatable.
You know, yeah, I have like a band C, I think. Right
damn,
now.
I know. I know. Hope's got a good band.
Hi, I've been Hope Freyorl. You can find me on Twitter as at HFreyorl. Fucking Blue Sky as Hope.Freyorl and Hope Freyorl on Twitch. That's where you can find me streaming most days.
Hi, you can find me as Arctisha Frost on Blue Sky and occasionally streaming on Twitch. I need to get properly back into it again, as I say always.
What up, I'm Brian. And I've
we're gonna leave now and continue sexually harassing Hope off recording.
You, Frosty, Frosty is going to.
I'm not. What we?
Don't you fucking again? Stop slandering me.
Yeah, as always. Thank you all for listening. Now fuck off.
Bye. Fuck.
Bye.
What? Which?
I feel like David. I was looking up David Courtney stuff. And
hell yeah! Sorry, the episode's late. I was tired and lazy and gay and doing shit and. Holy fuck, am I? No, okay, I'm really low again. Okay, whatever. There's an extended cut on Patreon. I removed about 10-15 minutes of jokes. I could have removed more, but I just wanted to get the episode out. I'm just really tired. Sorry. So, I'm gonna emphasize myself, Hurt Freyul, Octisha Frost, and Ryan. See y'all next week, y'all.